This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Joe Patrick is here. He covers the Falcons, Atlanta United for us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Joe, it feels like a lot of stuff was said yesterday at the NFL annual meetings. Did we learn anything new, though? I mean, I know Arthur Blank spoke, and I know that Raheem Morris spoke. Did we get any new information, Joe, that we feel comfortable moving forward with?
Yeah, not really, guys, other than some suspicions that we may have already had based on, you know, where this team's needs are and the direction that they're going to head in the draft in that direction. I thought it was interesting to just hear them kind of say, specifically Arthur Blank saying that, you know, we're going to focus on defense in this draft, which, again, we all kind of thought. And kind of the same story with Kirk Cousins. I thought it was interesting that this is kind of the first time they've come out publicly with this posture that, you know, they're basically working with him on a move. But we all understood that that was already the case without them having to come out and explicitly say so. So, yeah, it was one of those weird ones where, you know, the guys are answering the questions, whether it's Raheem Morris or Arthur Blank, and but you know, there's just not a lot of, like, great answers to give at this point in time, and that's just kind of unfortunately the situation that they're stuck in, especially with Kirk Cousins at this point, where I don't think there's going to be a resolution on that front probably until after the draft. And so it's probably an uncomfortable time for some of the leaders at the Falcons. But, you know, the good thing about it is that you do have the draft. And when that ultimately happens, there's going to be, you know, new stars to talk about and dream about and how they're going to help this team, which I'm sure that the whole organization is excited about. But until then, it's going to be some of these repeating storylines we've been talking about.
I mean, it's always pressure in the NFL. There's only, you know, 32 jobs, and you don't get 4 years to build a program.
You don't.
Hell, you don't get 2 years, 3 years in college, let alone the pros.
Yeah.
Just to the point to start the conversation from what Arthur said about being disappointed, I mean, it really is. Playoffs are bust, and there'll be some major changes in the organization, right?
Yeah, I really do think so. And, you know, I would have thought that that may have even happened after this past season had, you know, Raheem not been in his first year, and then trust, you know, I think there was a fear that, you know, of chopping and changing things too much. I think, you know, maybe Terry Fontenot is even fortunate to have his job, because I think there were legitimate, you know, reasons why you may have wanted to move on from him. But, you know, you do have a quarterback that he drafted and he had a big hand in, that is obviously kind of on the come up this year, and you want to really see have, you know, development and hopefully lead this team to that success. And if he can do that, then, you know, there's, you know, every reason for Terry to say that, you know, this is, you know, the job that, you know, I deserve and can help, you know, take this team to greater heights from where we've been. But it certainly has been this slow run up. And I saw my, you know, colleague Daniel Flick wrote that, you know, Terry Fontenot is one of three top, you know, executives on the football side in Falcons history who've had four straight losing seasons in a row. Again, that's not all his fault. He had a mess to take care of when he came into the job. But ultimately, this is a sport about winning. And it's also a sport about being nationally recognized and kind of being on that big stage and being able to promote yourself. And that's where the Falcons want to be. And unfortunately, when you don't have the record to show for it and the stars, especially the star quarterback, you know, you're not going to get those opportunities. And so I think they're on the right track. There's obviously going to be some hurdles that they're going to have to clear on the field in order to kind of achieve the heights that they want. But yeah, I think it's going to be maybe a make or break type of year, both for Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot potentially.
All right. What about what we're going to do in this draft? Played a soundbite with Raheem saying, you know, you can never have enough edge. Don't tease me. Don't tease me. Like, if that's how you feel and that's what you're saying and you want to be more versatile on the edge, draft that with our 15th overall pick, if in fact we stay there. Joe, is that what you feel like we're going to do?
I mean, I think that it's so weird when we talk about the Falcons, because, like, the logical answer to that question, Carl, is obviously yes. You know, this team has been, you know, desperate for you know, that production from that position for so long. You know, we all know the history there. And yet again, you know, yet the Falcons, you know, are bold enough, I will say, to go against conventional wisdom like they did last year. And whether that proves out to be right or not is yet to be determined. I think that they could be proven, you know, remarkably correct, despite kind of going against the grain with what they did. And, you know, the Kirk Cousins situation obviously plays into that, and that's controversial as well. But all this to say is, yes, I think they've got to address that edge position. And honestly, like, if they had more picks, I wouldn't even be against the idea of going after it twice, kind of double-dipping, sort of like they did at the quarterback position last year, because it is so important. Right. And I can't get over something that Ben Johnson, the new Bears head coach, said yesterday in a little media scrum, talking about the team with the higher EPA, passing EPA in any given game is 80% likely to win that game. Those teams win 80% of the time. That is where these teams are motivated to draft players, and so that's why obviously you see this positional value of quarterbacks. They're the ones who help raise EPA, wide receivers obviously, and then defensive ends who wreck EPA in the other direction. And so I think that that's kind of the battle within the battle the Falcons are trying to build this team around, and that's why I do expect them to go with an edge with their first pick.
It is Smoke and Joe Patrick, guys, on the WaitFor.com hotline. We're live from Buffalo's Cafe here in Cumming. We were joking around about it earlier, but they did look at some offensive linemen after all that dog and pony show, but only looking at defense up in Indianapolis. I said to Carl, Carl's eyes got as big as saucers. But, I mean, do you think they maybe consider that, you know, McGarry is the blindside protector and maybe they looked upgrade?
I mean, you can never put, again, just to what we were just saying, you can never put anything past the organization and how they're going to look at a situation. I will say I think a lot of Falcons broke out in a cold sweat, reflecting on, you know, the reports from a year ago about Michael Penix. And again, I think that pick is going to prove out to be, like, totally correct, and that they were kind of geniuses for doing it. But easier to say that with a star quarterback than an offensive especially when there are so many desperate needs. But I think every Falcons fan is now aware that when there is a report that they have privately worked somebody out, that there is, you know, legitimate interest there. And so, you know, it's kind of funny, though, because I was seeing after the reports of them working out Kelvin Banks, I was seeing then, you know, like highlight films of Mikel Williams kind of destroying him when Georgia has played Texas. So, you know, I guess buyer beware there. But, you know, again, it just kind of speaks to the whole thing, though, guys. It's like the passing EPA, you know, who protects the passer in these, you know, in these situations? It's those offensive tackles. So all these picks are obviously geared towards, you know, kind of developing that aspect. And I think they still got to go with the edge. I'll just say personally, let's hope that's not the case and they don't draft an offensive tackle.
I agree. That's where it's got to be. Joe, real quick before we let you go, more confidence in what we saw with Atlanta United in their win last week?
I think it's confidence-inspiring because they showed that they can actually just start turning the switch you know, on the attack and scoring the goals that they need to score to win games. That hasn't been there so far this year. Having said that, the defense has to get better, but I think ultimately the way they were able to come back in that game is going to prove to be a confidence booster, I think, for every guy on that roster and the head coach, Ronnie Dyla.